end of the other 2 weeks. I'm sure I'm wise, but Sunday night.
Hello, everybody. So, there's been a quick recap.
What we met last time, if you can. Oh, yeah, we spoke last time. We were speaking about Harold making gaps in Harold, speaking in the middle of Harold or whatever it is. Can you interrupt? So, we said for Kodesh and Boruch and Yimlech, I think you're allowed to. But generally, otherwise, you can't really speak in Halal, yeah, when you make the bracha. Someone did speak in the middle of Halal. We said he's still Yetzer. But otherwise, you shouldn't do it. The Chalkei shouldn't do it. The only one exception to this was where we were said by Lulav and Esrog. Someone's not shaken Lulav and Esrog yet on the first day of Sukkos. And someone brings him a Lulav and Esrog in the middle of Sukkot, in the middle of Halal. There, he's allowed to stop, make the bracha of Lulav. Sorry? He has to. That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to stop then, make the bracha on a Lulav and Esrog, and then say Halal. Yes, so he makes Lachor, Shechionu and what's his name? They're both brachas. And says Lulav and Shechionu, both brachas. What else do we say? Oh, we spoke about Asher Yotza. What does one do regarding Asher Yotza? So we said, Pashas, it means, when you say Halal Shalom Zechel Lachor, you should finish off the whole Halal, then you say it afterwards. But even by Halal B'diluk, where a person doesn't say the whole Halal, even so, also one should not interrupt, and one should only say Asher Yotza afterwards. So we got into them, I said, it looks like the Chatchila. Someone asked a question last time, I said, it looks like the Chatchila, one should say Asher Yotza straight away. That's why it's sad to say in the middle of Halal, one should say it. I don't remember what happened. No, as far as I remember, Pesukei the Zimra, let's get a silly here, minutes. That Tefillah's Kol Peh. Is that still in here? As far as I remember, Pesukei the Zimra, I don't think you say it. You should wait. Asher Yotza, looking. He says over here, Bekas Asher Yotza, in the middle of Pesukei the Zimra. So here it says in the back of the siddur here, Birkas Yotza, it's Mutta, Mbor Shamad Boruch. I thought it wasn't so posh, but what does he say here? He says, you say here, as far as I remember, others are chodek, but the Meister, Mishnah Berurah, says that you say Asher Yotza there, Taka. You do say Asher Yotza in the middle of Sukkot Zimra. By Hannah, it looks like one should wait. One should not say it there, one should say it only afterwards. And we said a brocha of halal should be said by me. The whole halal should be really said by me, actually, once it was standing up. And if one was made a mistake of Rosh Chodesh, we said, someone by mistake, for example, Rosh Chodesh, said the whole halal. And I said, it's still Yotzer. And that's what we said. And then we finally we finished off with that on halal on Rosh Chodesh night, on Pesach night. I forgot to look at the makor for this, actually, but it seems as a makor, it's a makor, to say Halel, it's a makor to Mechab and Ramo, actually, in Shulchan Aruch, as far as I remember, whether you say Halel on Pesach night in Shul. The Mechab says you do, and the Ramo says that our meaning is not to. So that's why it's a Menhagim. Yeah, that's where it comes from. Okay, everybody, so new topic. Let's have a look here. Very interesting, actually. Halachas of being a chef in a non-kosher restaurant. It's not so uncommon, Shaila, actually. I must say, it's not such an uncommon Shaila. I was going to say this week, actually, about Shaila. Yes, someone told me he was making a bit of a party, actually, for his staff. So they arranged, very interesting, actually, they arranged a pizza party. So they went out to the courtyard of the office, wherever they had a pizza party. And all of a sudden, one of the non-Jews says, he's going up to the office again, he wants to get something. He went up to the office, comes down, and he has with him a piece of ham. And he puts it on top of the pizza. On top of his pizza, he puts the ham. So, is that okay? The mice is not wrong there. It's his pizza. He's got it. And he could do what he wants with it now. But it looks like it's I don't know what it's called. It's got a name to it. I think the mice said they have them, ham with pizza. I think, what's it, you know what it's called? A special name for someone, so I forgot what it's called. They have it, the mice, yeah? Now, Shia's first of all, so can you be a chef in a kitchen? Or where they do this. And I said, when I was a young kid, I remember there was actually a whole story with Marks and Spencer's, actually. I remember there was a whole an uproar there. There was a woman there who was working in the kitchens there. She was an employee to work in the kitchens, a Jewish woman. And when it came to cooking, these dishes, meat and milk, she said she can't do it. Was obviously that was not much point. You can't be in the kitchen, right, if you can't do a lot of cooking there. So it's an interesting question, actually. Are you allowed to do it? Are you allowed to cook for a non-Jew? Meat or milk? Not for you, you're not going to have it yourself, nothing to do with you. Are you allowed to cook for a non-Jew meat or milk? So very interesting, let's start from the beginning. Everyone knows the Torah writes three times in the Torah, Lois the Vashel Gedim Echalev Amoy. You mustn't cook. So Chazal learned a drosha, and the drosha is that one is to tell me as an Issa to eat it. I mean, someone cooked meat and milk together. Actually, it's nothing to do with it. It means he didn't cook it. Someone else cooked it. There's an Issa to eat it. That's number one Issa. Number two, there's an Issa to have benefit from it. I mean, let's say by mistake someone spilt some cheese on his. Someone told me many years ago, actually. I heard once, Rabbi Osher, he said the real true shadi once had a boss of Bacharov. Real serious shadi was someone was making a cholent. And on Shabbos, Friday afternoon, he put some kishke into his cholent, so he thought. And on Shabbos morning, when he took it out, he found out it was pizza. A lump of cheese. So now, he didn't realize, obviously, he didn't cook on purpose, by mistake, didn't do it intentionally at all. But that resulting mixture is also to have benefit from. Nothing wrong, he's done a very bushel horror, he didn't realize, but the Maisa, at the end of the day, you could not have benefit from it. Who, I don't know, if a non-Jew gives you a present, let's say, of boss or bachorov, something which was cooked together, you could not have any benefit from it. See what it means, you mustn't have any benefit from it. But, and then, the other Issa is, you mustn't cook it, you mustn't eat it, and you must not benefit from it. I'm sorry. So there's three different halachas to do with lo savash to kedibah chalav. That's learned out three different times in the Torah, and that's what we learn out, that you must have anything to do with it. So three separate operations. The ma'aseh from the apostle says lo savash to kedibah chalav, but Chazal tell us that it's lav dafka, it's any Torah tikka animal with each other. So for example, if you cook cow's meat in goat's milk, also awesome as well. Or someone takes, I don't know what, someone takes sheep's milk, I don't know what, and he cooks it in cow's milk, cow's meat. Anything to do is also all Torah animals mixing one with the other is an Issamin Torah or Bosom Bacholov. Even though Torah speaks about one case, yeah, but the Maisa Chazal learn out, now all cases are awesome. That's halacha number one. Then there's another very interesting halacha. About first of all, what would you say about boss on a veda or trefa? Is to cook that with meat and milk? It means you've got cowdness, that's a good example. Let's say in a restaurant, a non-Jewish restaurant, so there the meat's not being shechted, it's not kosher cow. I mean, the animal is kosher, but it's not shechted in the right way, so the animal is an avela or maybe it's a trefa, that makes no difference. Is there an issa of boss of bachorah with an avela and trefa? So, the Chazal tell us this applies also to Nevela and Trefa. There's an Issa min HaTorah of cooking a cow, which is Nevela or Trefa, with milk. You see what difference makes whether it's Osman HaTorah or Osman HaBon, yeah? Maisa is Osman HaTorah. Whether it's Osman HaNor, Maisa, most possible hold is Osman HaNor as well in such a case, yeah? That is halacha number one. If the bosar, all the milk comes from a tommy animal, then that's not osur min haTorah anymore. One's not chayv min haTorah. The chayv min haTorah is only kosher with kosher. Kosher milk with a kosher animal. So it can be anyone you want. You can mix the animals and things around. That you could do. I said you can have a goat with a cow, and the milk of one and the meat of the other. That's in haTorah also. But that only applies to kosher animals. Once one's got one of the species that are not kosher, then it's not Osman HaTorah anymore. It's not Chayav min haTorah. Yeah? That's the rules that we're saying over here. What's the difference whether it's Osman HaTorah or not? So, yeah, it's not 100% right what I'm saying. I'm just briefly what comes out is that if it's not Osman HaTorah, there's no is to cook it min haTorah or to have an offer min haTorah. Again, if it's not an Issa min haTorah, which doesn't apply to non-kosher animals. So let's say, for example, someone cooks horse's meat with cow's milk. So horse meat's not kosher. So since it's not a kosher thing, that Mitzias is an Issur Midrabon in cooking it. It's not Osam Natur, which Alpi Pashtus is that is mutter to cook and to have benefit from. I just must start, I mean, straight away and say it's not mamish true, because Chazal made a Gezira Barasayim. Chazal said that since non-kosher animals look very similar, the meat and the milk looks very similar to kosher animals, so rabbinic, even though Minatur, there's no is to cook it and to have benefit from it, Midrabon is Marasayim. And therefore, Pashas, you can't cook it or have benefit from it. So there's not really much of a difference at the end of the day between kosher animals and non-kosher animals. At the end of the day, the Maaser, nothing is allowed to be cooked.
Even if both are not kosher.
Either both are not kosher, makes no difference. Once you've got one, yeah. But either both are not kosher. The bottom line is, in most in cases, it's also to cook and to have benefit from it in both cases. What do you mean cooking? So I remember also when I was very little, the microwave must just have come out. So I remember they went along and they had a big shaila about, is microwaves called cooking? If you cook meat and milk in a microwave, is that Issamina Torah of Bishl? Now, we know normal Bishl is with fire, some element of fire. That's how it goes. So on a gas stove, even an electric cooker, but a mice is, there's an element of fire there. What about with a microwave? What do you say, Rabbi Yisrael? Is that also Issamina Torah?
You're still cooking it.
Who said that's called cooking? If you're cooking in the sun, let's say you cook meat and milk in the sun.
People who eat raw meat, are they allowed to mix it with milk?
Come to that. Yeah? So that's a big shy, this. It's not clear from the possible. It's Osman Atur. The bottom line is the soffit dries. We don't know what a microwave is. And the Maaser, we don't allow it. Microwave is not allowed to be done. Whatever it is, microwave cooking is not allowed to be done with meat and milk. Sorry? Could be the rice. It's a question whether it's the rice or not. It's a normal way of cooking. About what is it exactly? We're not 100% clear what it is. That's clear. Roasting, frying, and baking, and broiling, barbecuing, all that's proper ways of fire. That's zechosa. So a person puts on a barbecue, whatever it is, let's say it's got sausages and he puts, I don't know what, cheese there. That's zechosa. That's awesome. That's there. There's no shame about that. The only question is a microwave. What dinner has a microwave got? Yeah? Chinnish actually is, we'll come to time in a minute, but Chinnish is even if a person, let's say for example, has got boiling hot soup, which is on a fire, the Keli Rishon. He takes it off the fire, chicken soup, and he drops some cheese into that. That's a Keli Rishon. That's Osman Atur. As long as it's Yad Seles, but it's piping hot, if you drop it in, you've done an Issur Min HaTorah of Bishul. It doesn't have to be on the fire, mamish. If it was cooked via the fire, and the food is still hot from it, to drop some cheese into that Issur Min HaTorah of cooking. So it's who are then? Someone puts cold milk into a pot of hot meat, even if the pot's not on a fire, that is Issur Min HaTorah. Irrigated rishon, to pour boiling hot milk over meat, that's got a din of cooking properly, is also not to be done. But in the Keli Sheni, what?
Over a cooked piece of steak.
Yeah. That's called Iru Keli Rishon.
It's all cooked to it. I'm not cooking it together.
That's another shayla. There's two shaylas. One, we're talking about raw. You're right. There's another shayla. We're passing through machmi even by a bishl, like a bishl here, by what do you call it?
Boiling hot water, boiling hot milk.
I've got to check it out. As far as I remember, we're machmi as well. As far as I remember, by Bosom Cholo, by bishl, like a bishl. Not like shayla.
Same thing with the soup. Cooked soup, boiling hot, soup
yeah.
Cooked
already.
Yeah. And
putting
milk into
there
of cheese. Cheese is cooked already.
Cooked cheese. Yeah, I don't think it's allowed. I don't think it's allowed.
This is right.
I'll have to check it out. As far as I remember, it's also awesome. We don't say Bishlach or Bishlach by this, I don't think. As far as I remember, I'll have to check it out. I must say, someone told me I had a shadow. I'll come to that one. So the mind is talking about Eric and Irishan, but we're talking about raw. So a person's got milk, cold milk, and he pours it. Hot milk, so you've got hot milk and it pours it over a piece of cold meat. It's irrikeli rishon. What?
Raw
meat. He pours it over there. He's done an issa of bishul. Come to Chaim's case in 1 minute. Keli Sheni is not Issur Min HaTorah, but, like Chaim said, all the cases of even when it's cold, it's Issur Min Rabbanon to eat it, obviously. There's no issa bishul, maybe, but there's an issa to eat it because it absorbs a bit of the taste. So if a person, someone told me, not so long ago, actually arranged the shayla, he told me he made
pizza on Friday night. On Motzei Shabbos he made pizza. So he had some cheese in his fridge, and he took some cheese out, grated cheese, and he made a pizza on Motzei Shabbos. On Sunday night, after 24 hours, he decided to have leftover from Shabbos his chicken soup. So he took the chicken soup out of the fridge, and inside the chicken soup he found bits of cheese floating in. What happened was, the night before, when he took his cheese to make his pizza, some of the grated cheese fell into the chicken soup.
Cold cheese.
All cold. But it had been sitting in there for more than 24 hours. That's also like absorbs the taste. So that's also problematic. So when the whole soup's also, it depends if you've got shishim, I don't know what it tastes like. But the cheese definitely you've got to take out. You have to take the cheese out. The cheese cannot be eaten. It's got a taste of chicken soup inside that cheese. So you, even though it's cold and it's not being cooked in the Keli Rishon, so the cooking in the Keli Rishon means it's osur min haTorah. You've done issur bishul min haTorah. This is not an issa of cooking, but you cannot eat it. Midrabbanan, you may not eat any of this stuff because it's got a taste. The taste has gone in of the chicken soup into the cheese, and therefore, one is not allowed to eat it. So Keli Sheni, all these things, and you sort it, marinate it, whatever you do, all these things are not bishul. They're not also what you're doing, but the mice, you can't eat that stuff. It's also still to eat. Chazal went very far in this, actually. That means we know you mustn't cook meat and milk together, but Chazal went so far and said that not only may you not cook it together, you may not even eat it the same meal together. In fact, not only may you not eat it the same meal, but if you eat meat, you have to wait before you can eat meat. So Chazal went very, very far, but the Issur min haTorah is where a person actually cooked. I must say, I don't know the answer. Remember, many years ago, someone had this shayla. Sometimes you can have in your dustbin, for example, let's say you pour some shirayim from soup, chicken soup. There's grease on top, yeah, a layer of grease. So you put it in the dustbin. Half an hour later, someone there is having a pot of, he's having cereals with milk. And there's too much milk in the pot, so he pours some of the milk in the dustbin. Over that,
and the fat is hot.
Well, now you're doing irrigation, the milk is hot. So you're doing the milk which is hot is being poured over this greasy sub from what do you call it? That's called cooking it. It's not so good. I mean, even though he's not benefiting from it at all, he's done that, it's going straight in the dustbin, there's no problem. But the mice is an issa of bishul in itself of cooking. Very, very interesting. That's why Chazal tell us that a nicer person, if someone's got someone, that's why you're going to have a problem. That will come back to what we were talking about before. If there's a chef who's working in a non-Jewish kitchen, he's got a serious problem.
Yeah. But even if his milk is hot in his cereal, but it's Keli Sheni.
First of all, I was talking about the pot. The pot was too much milk. So you wanted to empty some of the milk out. Yeah, you're right. The Keli Sheni is much better, actually. The Keli Sheni. Let's say your cereal bowl is too much milk. You want to pour that in. That's really much better. But I'm talking about when in the pot, the Keli Sheni. Now, coming back to our case, what we spoke about, the chef who's working in Marks & Spencer's, let's say, kitchen, is cooking there. In there, in some of the pots there, there's going to be meat and milk.
Not kosher.
Not kosher, but still you can't do bishul. Let's say it's cow's milk, whatever it is. It's also in a toad to cook. So you cannot be a chef in any of these places, really. It's a remarkable thing. In fact, so much so that even if you've got an empty pot, let's say in the restaurant there's an empty pot which was just used for meat. They empty all out and now they want to cook milk inside there. So it's got, in the walls, it's got meat absorbed in the walls. That's also awesome to cook. Please? Yeah. Please, it's also awesome to cook. In Bishlok, Boston, Makarov. It's a remarkable thing there. So really, to be a chef in one of these places is very, very problematic. He's going to get himself into major trouble because a lot of the food item, I mean, I don't know how much of it has meat and milk in it. I've got once a non-Jewish recipe book, actually, and there were some items that definitely that have meat and milk. It wouldn't surprise me if today, what? I don't.
Every other dish they put milk in.
With meat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Really? Interesting, I must say, it's very interesting.
Bacon and cheese.
What?
Bacon and cheese.
The burgers.
So bacon and cheese. Bacon and cheese is actually interesting. So that's not an issur min haTorah. Because it's not a kosher animal. The bacon's not kosher. The bacon's from a pig.
Cheese is kosher.
You have to, the issur
min haTorah. Cheese might be from a cow.
Yeah, but you have to have both. The cheese, the milk and the meat must be from a kosher animal to make issur min haTorah.
Once one of them are not from a kosher animal, it gets knocked down to Rabbanon. But I'm just telling you, when the Rabbanon is also to cook it, it's still also a bit because of Maris Ayin. It's not an Issa Min HaTorah, but it does still become Osa Min Rabbanon to cook. So I'm saying a chef in these places is going to have a problem. That if it's impossible really to work at this place, because he's bound to be doing cooking sometime in some other cases there with meat and milk, which is not allowed to be done. All right, so we'll stop there. Done, really?
No, I'm not done.
All right.